Welcome to Shomach Shov and the Daf Shiras Panzer Lunish Masan Beakoshom Leavas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the different examples when you can replace a para aduma with another para. And one of the examples are Motza Acheres No Himeno. He found a nicer para, so he's going to replace the current para with another para. This idea that you replace the para with something better leads to a fascinating discussion in the Poskim. The Shavuos Yaakov, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Zayin, he brings the following shaila. Someone who's always makpid in Ner Chanukah to use a shemen zeis, to use olive oil. When he gets ready for Chanukah that night, he can't find the olive oil in the house. So instead he prepares wax candles to use them for Adlokas Ner Chanukah. As he's getting prepared, they bring to him shemen zeis. Now he's able to use shemen zeis. Should he leave the wax, which he's already preparing, and use the shemen zeis? Or once he's already dealing with the wax, and he designated that for the mitzvah, so you say itchi, and you should just use the wax. So the Shavuos Yaakov wants to say that once you start dealing with one mitzvah, you don't replace the mitzvah with something else, even though it's better. And he brings a few rayas to that. One of the rayas is the even devar shus. It says a person should not go in front of the barber before time of mincha. But if he started the barber before, ain't mafsikin. So once you start something, I don't require you to stop. So once you start a mitzvah, you don't tell a person stop and do a better mitzvah. So brings the Shavuos Yaakov our Gemara. In our Gemara, it says, if you have a designated para adumo, and you found something better, you replace the para adumo. So here you see that once you found a better mitzvah, you stop the mitzvah that you're dealing with. Since the Shavuos Yaakov over there, that's not exactly the same. Because here, you didn't start the mitzvah at all. You had a para aduma designated. Nothing was done for it to be the mitzvah. Mashenkin, when I'm already preparing the candles for Hanukkah, I'm already starting in the preparation for the mitzvah. So therefore, there you don't say to stop. That's what the Shavuos Yaakov holds. The Chacham Tzvi and Siman Memei brings the Shavuos Yaakov. And he's doiche all the rayas the Shavuos Yaakov brings. And then he goes into our Gemara. He brings what we see here in Maseches Shavuos. And he says, well, the Shavuos Yaakov says he didn't start the mitzvah by us. That's clearly not the Hemshech Gemara. The Hemshech Gemara brings that you can even be poid the paro after Shechita. Par nivdes al gabi ma'arachto. And even though Chachamim hold, you can't once it came to ma'aracha because it's gnai badover. But mi'ikaradin, you could do it. And Rabbi Shimon holds, that's what you do. He says, kol sheken, if I have candles, the imamish did not start anything in the mitzvah. I didn't shecht it. Just preparing for the mitzvah, of course you should replace it with the shemen zeis. And he brings a riot to that with the Truma Sedesh and says that we wait for Kiddush Levana until Beit Shabbos. So even though the time of Kiddush Levana came before, during the week it's the time of Kiddush Levana, but I'm not going to do it, I'm going to wait for the proper time, when the mitzvah min amufcha, when it's Beit Shabbos, when a person is mevusam. So you see, you leave the opportunity to do the mitzvah right now and you do it later. The Shavuos Yaakov in Chelek Beis Siman Lamed, he brings all the questions, the Chachos Tzvi questions him, and he answers them. And then he refers to our Gemara, and he says our Gemara is not a Shaila, because by us, the Gemara concludes that Lev Beis Din Masne Alim, the special tonight Beis Din, they could go and exchange it. So because there's a Lev Beis Din Masne, that's why here, even though you already started the mitzvah, you replace it with something else. But in a case that you don't have Lev Beis Din Masne, like in the case of Neris Chanukah, then you don't stop the mitzvah that you began. So the Chida, and Shai Yosef Simon Ches, that's his tshuva sefer. He brings this Shavuos Yaakov, he brings this whole discussion, and he said, I don't understand what the Shavuos Yaakov refers to our Gemara because it's Tanai Beis Din. Why would Beis Din do a Tanai if there's no need for the Tanai? If when you start a mitzvah, you don't replace to another mitzvah, why would Beis Din come and do a Tanai Beis Din that you could come and stop the mitzvah in the middle and go to another mitzvah if there's no purpose in doing it? But the Chida says maybe by a case of a Par Aduma is different, because Par Aduma was a mitzvah chaviva. It was a very, very precious mitzvah. So therefore there, they had a special mahalach to go and try to do it the best way possible. Even though you start the mitzvah, you'll go and do a better mitzvah. But in a regular mitzvah, once you start it, maybe the din is like the Shavuos Yaakov, you don't stop the mitzvah that you started to do it in a better way. Many other achronim discuss this sugyo, but our Gemara is one of the mikoyves to this inyan. Do you say when a person is busy ready in a mitzvah, should he stop what he's doing to make the mitzvah in a better way? Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to what to go, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.